saffron and rose colored, it throws open the doors of the sky. Once the breath goes out, it's fit to burn. Secular or social interests, as distinguished from the religious or spiritual. Here's the cause of it all. It's a house of tricks. Life has slipped away. No one is left on the road. And in each direction, the evening dark has come. Here's the cause of it all. It's a house of tricks. It's a house of tricks. Ignore the world. Ignore the world. Ignore the world.
Here we go. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on CKUT.ca on the web. This is New Voices, and yeah, we're just gonna take the hour to play some music, discover how radio works, and yeah, this is CKUT. Eric, do you want to tell us about the music you just played?
Yeah, that was the amazing, the indomitable Bill Laswell. Bill Laswell is a pioneer in a lot of different ways, very big in the dub world. I'm not so aware of that part of his music, but he also has done a whole range of things with different kinds of artists, including what we just listened to, which is a more new agey kind of thing. That's from an album called City of Light, which came out in the 90s, which that's kind of my favorite time period for Bill Laswell. But he's still making music. He's based in New York. And I think maybe go into the next thing I'll talk about in terms of music, which is a song which you might recognize, El Condor Pasa, which I don't think it's officially, but it's at least like sort of unofficially sort of a national anthem of Peru. This is like a really major song to come out of Peru. It was first composed in 1913 or around there, I believe that. But after that, it was performed by a few different artists, one of them being this group called Los Incas, which is specialized in Andean music. And this music has been used in a lot of different things, but the thing it's most known for is that Simon and Garfunkel used it as the basis for their song, El Condor Pasa, which is essentially this rhythm and music in the background, and then they added lyrics onto it. There aren't originally lyrics to it. And Simon and Garfunkel were in Paris and then met this group, who I believe Los Incas actually formed in Paris, even though they're from South America, all the members. And they were just psyched out of their minds about the music and this song in particular, and asked for permission to be able to, you know, use their version as a basis for their own version. And so maybe you'll listen to this for a little bit, and then we'll play the Simon and Garfunkel version after.
Thank you. If I could, I surely would. I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. Yes, I would. If I only could, I surely would. Yes, I would. If I could, I surely would. I'd rather feel the earth beneath my feet. Yes, I would. If I only could, I surely would.
That was El Condor Pasa by Simon and Garfunkel, and before that, Los Incas. We're going to stay in Peru for a little bit, and the next track I'm going to play is called Sonido Amazonico by Los Mirlos. And this is from a very interesting genre from the 60s called, and I think going into the 70s, called chicha, which is a blend of Peruvian cumbia, American surf rock, and American psychedelic rock. This amazing syncretic fusion was created, and I just think it's an awesome form of music. It's an awesome fusion, and if you're interested in hearing more, if you like this song I'm about to play and you want to hear more stuff like it, a really excellent intro album is this nice compilation album called Roots of Chicha. Now, it being the 60s, when in the chicha heyday, you know, it makes sense that there were some of these, like, influences, you know, with American surf rock, psychedelic rock, rock in general, you know, people around the world were influenced by it. And I'll play some other influences from other parts of the world later on. But also, this was, like, a very you know, a politically active time, and chicha was not liked by everyone in Peru. I've talked to multiple people from Peru about chicha, and every single one of them just, you know, anecdotally has told me that, now I haven't been to Peru myself, but everyone from Peru has told me, you just hear this music everywhere there. Like, everywhere you go, you hear this. So much that it's like, you know, some of them weren't even aware of the word chicha. They were just like, oh, that's just, you know, music that's just playing all the time, everywhere, which, I don't know, sounds great to me. But at the time, there was some controversy among, like, the political radical scene. And if you read a bit about the chicha genre on Wikipedia, you'll find that there were Marxist-Leninist students that would attack some of the shows with chicha musicians, and the reasoning being that they saw this as kind of like an imposition of Yankee imperialism. It was like sort of an expression of Yankee imperialism through the music, and But I think that, you know, there's something that they didn't understand, which is that these were not the songs, the types of songs and the genres that were influencing Chicha were not the songs playing in the halls of the White House or, you know, the waiting room music in a dentist office or something like that. This was the music of the counterculture. This was the music of, like, you know, a culture that they could probably, being upset about the Vietnam War and a variety of other things, like, could have, you know, identified more with. It may have not been entirely clear in an international context, all of those particulars. But nevertheless, let's go into that Sonido Amazonico from Los Mirlos. Was Sonido Amazonico, Los Mirlos, from the Chicha genre. Roots of Chicha is a really great compilation album you could listen to if you want to hear more music like that. I mentioned before I'd play some other stuff that the same kind of genres have influenced internationally. So from the same time period, there's this other great song called Gloomy Reflections, and this is from Shinki Chen, who was a Japanese artist that was very influenced by American psychedelic rock and ended up creating a lot of interesting music. This one is the favorite one that I've heard, so let's take a listen.
Hello.
That was Shinki Chen, Gloomy Reflections. And now we're going to play... I don't know what else to say about it. This is an artist called Joe Gatt. It's called While the Coffee Brews. And maybe I'll say some stuff more about it when it's done, but I don't know. It's just awesome. So that's why we're going to play it, and that's why you should listen to it, because I don't know. I just love it. That was As While the Coffee Brews by Joe Gatt. Joe Gatt carrying on the psychedelic rock tradition in the modern age, decades after its inception. You know, listening to that song when it starts, it just gives me the frisson. Frisson. Not sure how you pronounce it. What's that? Well, it's that feeling we all feel sometimes when it's sort of a... You have a pleasurable emotional response to music, and you get this, like, skin tingling for a few seconds. It's proof. Proof that music can be a psychoactive substance. And I think for me, the potency is pretty high on that song. And I feel similarly to this next song we're going to play. Another modern artist from Portland, making music now, carrying on the same psychedelic tradition. This is Trip Sitter from Jeffrey Silverstein.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on CKUT.ca on the web. And it is 2:40 p.m., so it is still New Voices, and we are delving into the world of psychedelic music. We've been to Latin America, and yeah, we're going to continue on that little music tour.
This next song is... It overlaps with the psychedelic world, but not exactly. We're going to take a bit of a detour, and this is a song called Sunflower River Blues from John Fahey. John Fahey was a pioneer / founder of this other genre called American Primitive Guitar, which is this really interesting, mostly, almost exclusively instrumental genre that's all about finger-picking guitar, and particularly, especially with Fahey, but also with other people that then branched out from him. There's actually a decent number of artists in this genre. They make really innovative, unique guitar tunings. I don't know that much about guitar, but it's like, you know, most guitar you hear, it's in the standard tuning. But there's also... theoretically an infinite number of different types of non-standard tunings that you can make. And John Fahey just really, really experimented and tried to just bring the steel guitar to new heights and find new ways to use it. And here's one example. Thank you. That was John Fahey, American Primitive Guitar. Amazing genre you should check out. If you want to hear more stuff like that and are interested, because I mentioned something about, you know, Roots of Chicha is a great compilation if you wanted to get more into Chicha. If you want to discover more about American Primitive Guitar, a great collection, which you can find on Spotify and other places, is from the Numero Group. They're kind of like music archaeologists that are just discovering in record stores and stuff. They're doing all the work that we're not doing, finding all these hidden gems. And they created a really great compilation of American Primitive Guitar. You can find that pretty easily online. We also have in the studio someone who's thinking about doing a show, and maybe they could tell us a little about it right now.
Sure. My name is Monica, and I'm a communication student, and I'm interested in radio plays and different things we can do with sound, and what we can say just using sound as opposed to images and words. It's fun. I want to explore recording and editing audio and making little radio plays out of like maybe like 10, 15 minutes.
So this would be in continuing the grand old tradition of radio plays, which there used to be a lot of in early radio, but there's really not a lot recently on the radio. This is it's a dying art, but I think there's, maybe you could tell me, is there somewhat recently more of a revival of interest in it?
Yeah, a little bit. Like things like, well, like podcasting and the popularity of like audiobooks is helping just the world of like audio storytelling, and also like just the internet itself, like sort of brought a lot of people access to making their own sounds and putting them out there. And so it's not quite as like far removed from people as it would have been even like 20 years ago. So I'm hoping to see more and more of it, but it is getting more popular. And yeah, it was like a really beautiful creative thing that was happening. It was very popular, and then television kind of changed that a little bit. So I'm happy to see it coming back.
Cool. Should we go into the next song?
Absolutely, yes. Let's hear it.
Well, I'll tell a little story about this song. Many years ago, in New York, I walked with some friends into a Punjabi restaurant, and this artist was playing, and then this song came on, and when this song came on, everyone behind the counter got super animated and started like clapping and singing along with the song, and I was really into it. I was just like, "This is great music. I don't know what this is," and I was like, "Oh, what is the artist here?" And they're like, "Oh, this is Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan." And I was like, "Oh, I never heard of him. And do you have the CD here?" And they're like, "Yes, we do." And they're like, "How much is it?" And like, $10. It's like, sold. And then I listened to this CD that was like, I don't know, like 10 greatest hits from this artist for a while in my car. And yeah, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, is really not known by many people in this part of the world, but in many, many parts of this guy is like one of the most popular accomplished artists in the world. We just don't know about him in this area of the world, but in the rest of the world, he's very, very, very well known. And he's known for having an incredible vocal range that's really impressive, which you can hear a bit on this song. So let's go into it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on CKUT.ca on the web. It is now 2:55, so we are reaching the end of Voices of Montreal. Yeah, it's been a nice little hour listening to a lot of different music. Yeah, Eric, do you want to tell us about the last songs or the final one?
Yeah, the final one is a really awesome cover. It is, I'm going to spoil it for you and tell you what it is, but when I first heard this, I was like, what is this? It sounds so familiar. When I listened closely to the lyrics, I was like, oh, this is Insane in the Brain from Cypress Hill, but it's like a cover that's incredibly different than the original. And yeah, it's like this reggae cover of Cypress Hill's Insane in the Brain from this British reggae artist, this duo, Prince Fatty and Horseman. Horseman does the vocals, and Prince Fatty, I think, does the sound. And they've done covers of a number, they've done like innovative covers of a number of other songs. This is the favorite one of what I've heard, though. So that's how we're going to round out the hour. And if you like the spirit of what we talked about, more the talk end of what we were talking about, you might be into this show airing at 8 p.m. tonight called Other Worlds on Earth, which is, well, you could look at the description on the website, but it's an interesting talk show that you might enjoy. So maybe we'll see you on that end at 8 p.m. If not, wherever your ears may take you, have a nice voyage. I was trying to think of something better to say there, but okay, here's Insane in the Brain from Prince Fatty and Horseman.
Like the sun on Sam, don't make me wreck the shit on with the automatic, and maybe going like a general electric. Damn, the lights I'm blinking, I'm thinking is all lover when I go thinking. Oh, making my mind slow, that's why I don't trouble with the big four. Oh, bro, I got to maintain her, cause I better like me going insane.
Insane in the membrane.
To watch the fat belly getting fatter, the fat boy dip and diet. Don't try it. The chicken rotted like a looter in a riot. Much too fast like a sumo kicking your ass, leaving your face in the grass. You know I don't like it very lightly. The punk get jealous and the cat out rightly. We take that style, wicked and wild. The happy face brother never see me smile. We got to maintain, I explain, and this brother is going insane,
insane in the membrane, insane in the brain.
Trumpet, have you hit that bong on the break of something soon? I've got to get my props, cops, come for try to snatch my crops. These pigs want to blow my house down, and the heads on the ground to the names down. They get mad when they come to raid my life. I'm out in the night.
You better feel, boy, boy, boy. Yes, you better feel. To get a hit, you have to fit, you have to fit. To get a hit, you have to fit. Fit to hit the chart, you got to smart, 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 smart to hit the chart, you got to smart.
running track, so got exercise. Me waffle fit, waffle fit, me waffle fit, it, fit, it, fit, fit. Walk on the road, me no travel no one, me no eat no steak, me no eat no ham. Grandma give me as a vegetarian. Music is my application. Coming on the field, pick some yam, pick some car music, make a shaman's group, feel it come and get it for them. Started sing over a bam bam. Look how me